Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
9:40 now. Fun fact, we're doing Tommy's Weekend Winners, of course, because we got three NFL games tomorrow. For us, a very big one against the Falcons. We can wrap up the South Conference for three times in a row, I think. First time for us and the second time only in the history of the conference that's ever happened. JR from WagerPro.com. Happy Thanksgiving. A lot of people don't realize this. JR stuffs his turkey with money. Is that true?
That is 100%. In fact, listen, not only are you guys going to have a phenomenal Thanksgiving, but unlike every other year where you're already down in the dumps sometime by around 3 o'clock because you lost that early game, yeah, we're going to fill that pocket every which way with tons and tons of money. Because here's what I'm doing, Tommy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be here tomorrow, so right now I'm going to leave all three winners of all three games on the tape-recorded message, only for the people of Louisiana.
Free?
Guys, call this number now, 800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3733, which it's a tape-recorded message, no obligation to buy anything. You call, you get all three winners right there on the recording. I want to make it a great holiday, so you're calling me on Friday, ready to sign up for everything we're doing through the new year. So
right,
call that number,
Chicago, Detroit,
499-FREE.
Chicago, Detroit, you get that game, 800-499-FREE. You get Buffalo, Dallas, you got that one on there,
yep,
for free, 1-800-499-3733. Yeah, I never was good at math. And then you also have the Saints in Atlanta on there, free, 1-800-499-3733. JR, I was thinking about you,
correct,
over the weekend. You know why? A,
why?
I'm hopelessly, helplessly head over heels in love with you, but we'll talk about that later. The thing I was really thinking about is this pass interference foolishness, because you can have every angle covered, every bit of knowledge. Watch the, I always say industrial. What is it, the money? The big money?
The institutional money.
Money. You can take just all of that.
Just call it the wise guy money. Make it easy on yourself.
May I? Is that accurate?
Yes.
All right, the wise,
yes,
guy money.
Sharp money.
All right, well, let's go with wise guy. I like that. The shiny suit crowd. When it comes to pass interference and the subjective nature of that, that's got to drive you crazy as you try to pick winners and losers.
You have no idea. These calls, these refs, I mean, what the league is doing, if you're not really, you know, seriously in tune with all the changes that they're making and the fact that they're going to be strict at the very beginning when they put out these new rules, and I mean super strict, you have to consider every angle, which is exactly why you really, you know, in the NFL right now, you notice a lot of the games are very tight. I mean, we're talking about, you know, right there within the point spread of at least 2 to 3 points on at least 70% of the games. I'm not saying they don't have a few blowouts out there like we saw on Sunday night, you know, and like we saw with the Raven. You know, there was a few games that we saw that they took care of business. But for the most part, these lines are very tight. I mean, look at the Patriots where, you know, that line came in at 5, which you had to scratch your head saying, man, why is that line so low? And then you watch the game and you see what happens, and it's a 3-point game. So, you know, it's all over the board. You have to know when to pull. Like, the only game that, again, I lost this week, your Saints let me down again. They get the win, but they don't get the cover. They were laying 10 points in that game. So they win it by a field goal. They were up 14 at one point. I thought we had it in the bag. They let them back in the game. You're lucky that they had someone somehow shank that easy chip shot that I think I could have hit at the end of the game to give the Saints the opportunity to come down and win by 3. So you get the win, you don't get the cover. Now, when you're doing business with someone like me, this is where maybe we come in, and believe me, we make a lot of money on what we call teasers. A teaser is where you can take two teams, put them together and get an extra 6 points on each one of those teams. Or how about this? A three-team teaser will give you 10 points on each one of those games. So let's say tomorrow you wanted to use all the favorites, okay? Instead of getting the Bears at -3, you would get the Bears at +7. You would get, instead of Dallas -6.5, you would get them at +3.5. Okay, and if you took the Saints, instead of laying 7 points, you would be getting 3 as an underdog. But you got to win all 3 of them in order to get paid. So it's not going to work on every game. You got to know when to use the dog, which also comes in huge, and when to use the favorite. And that's what we provide, Tommy. That's what we're all about. Not only the right sides of games, not just the right strategy to use, but also money management is so important when it comes to being able to win consistently. It really does.
And it's
I can't tell you how many times, you know, we've lost one or two more games than we've won, but we still made money because we managed the money right.
It's long term. It's not. And again, if you want to, you know, bet a game here or there, that's up to you. That's fine. But generally speaking, your plan is a long term plan, correct?
That is very, very correct. In fact, when I sit down and I speak to a client personally for the first time, somebody that may be, you know, more serious about it, then I'm not just, you know, talking to him, let's say, about a weekend or, you know, about a couple of weeks of games. I'm sitting down and we're going to have a discussion on the first 25 games. And I'm going to lay out a game plan on exactly how we should be betting those first 5 games and then the next 5 games and how we never make a rash decision, because even if I love a game, especially somebody new, we don't ever want to bet more than, let's say, 5% of the entire bankroll on a single game. Being conservative will build a lot more money over time than super aggressiveness that can leave you sitting there hanging on a thread to hope to stay in the game. Look, not only do you get great information, guys, call that number. You're going to get all 3 winners tomorrow on a recording at 800-499-3733. But after you get the 3 winners, if you want to stay on the line, speak to an agent, sign up for one of, you know, my very inexpensive packages. You can get in for less than $100. We're even running a deal right now just because I frankly, I'm going to lose money on it, but it gets you in, it gets you seeing my information. And I mean, like you said, long term, they're going to want to buy my college and pro basketball. If they get in right now, they can get all of football, everything remaining, for $299.
You know,
all of my games.
We got a guy
why
here.
Why am I doing
I'm
that?
Sorry. Go ahead. Why are you doing it?
Go ahead.
No. Tell me why you're doing it.
We're doing it because, like I said, once someone gets in with us, let's say with the NFL and with college football, and they can see the record proven out and the money management, let's face it, I have no doubts that they're going to be with us. And even if they don't bet basketball, they're going to say to us, hey, I've never bet basketball before, but, you know, seems like your information's that good. How do I get involved with your basketball? And that's where we'll make money.
And if you think about it, it really is not that much different than finance. And in terms of you're trying to predict you're trying to predict outcome.
All you're doing, it's just like the stock
market, risk,
only you're getting your result immediately.
You really are, and it's more entertaining to watch. Let me talk to you about this Browns team. 1-3 straight, only a game out of the final wild card spot. A lot of hype, a lot of controversy. What do you think of them? What do you make of those Browns?
Yeah, it's funny. I just had this discussion with my brother this morning. He was saying to me, you know, the Browns haven't been a favorite in Pittsburgh since the 1980s. Okay, that's a fact. They're laying a point this week. It's the first time they're a favorite in over 25 years, 30 years. So, you know, Baker Mayfield, to me, I just think he's going through some growing pains. I think it's a very poorly coached team. Freddie Kitchens is absolutely not ready to be a head coach in this league. There's too many people out there that have too much of a football intellect and IQ that are just out-coaching him left and right. Every game they go into, it seems like Freddie Kitchens is just getting out-coached. The personnel on this team should not be sitting at 5-6 right now with an overall record. They should be, let's face it, at least 7-4 on the low end. They could very well be 8-3 or 9-2 and leading the AFC or being right next to the Patriots right now. So and the Ravens. But, I mean, they're just not producing. I mean, you got Odell Beckham Jr., arguably the best wide receiver in the game, okay, at least a top three guy. You got Baker Mayfield, who was the best pick in that draft. And let's face it, if he was well coached, you put him on just about any other team, you know, he's putting up 300 yards a game. He should be doing what Phillip Rivers did back in his early end of his career. And as another guy, Phillip Rivers, great quarterback, probably going to get into the Hall of Fame. Everyone's saying he is, but to me, he's never been coached. No one's ever, you know, the amount of coaches they've went through, he's never had that shot caller, the guy who really understands the way he plays and was able to build the team around him, which is why he never got the Super Bowl, never could even get a couple of wins in the playoffs.
All right, let me go to JR's power rankings, NFC power rankings. You got them? You got some? Give me the first five.
Well, you know, first off, I know San Francisco is incredible right now. I mean, the way their defense is playing is just unbelievable. But as soon as they go against real competition, and I'm talking about a team with a serious defense that can get pressure on them, I don't have them going all the way. Okay, same thing with Baltimore. These two teams are meeting this week, San Francisco and Baltimore. I love Lamar Jackson. I think he's got a great future, but I'm just not buying in yet. And I'm not sold on this team as a whole unit to be able to get it done through the playoffs. I think this is a team that will dominate during the regular season, and they're going to fall apart when they get into the playoffs. Same thing, like I said, with San Francisco. But if you want a pick in the NFC, I mean, right now, how are you going to go against the Seattle Seahawks? They're just so fine-tuned. They're overperforming. They've added personnel. They're coaching. I mean, Pete Carroll is amongst the very best in the league when it comes to calling a game. And, I mean, let's face it, Russell Wilson is having an MVP season. So if you're asking me top of the list right now, I'm putting the Seattle Seahawks, and they're going against a team this week who also I think people are underselling, and I'm buying stock in the Minnesota Vikings.
And that game's at Seattle. Thank you, JR. The number, 1-800-499-3733. You get all three games tomorrow. They're posted now. They can call that number now.
Correct. It's called the Turkey Shoot, guys. You get all three winners absolutely free, 800-499-3733, and you check us out at wagerpro.com.
JR, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I'm betting the TV is going to be on.
It's from the moment I wake up, guys, we're going to be watching pregame. We'll be making money. And listen, seriously, everyone have a very safe holiday. Be healthy and go out there and make some money.
Same to you, sir. Happy Thanksgiving, JR.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.